Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
90.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
It would give them some culture.
Special guest on the show today, it's Cameron Richards. He's an award-winning local artist with a passion for helping others. How you doing, Cameron?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
So good. Thank you for coming in.
On your birthday as well.
I know, of all things.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here. It's quite a nice thing for my birthday, actually.
Oh, well, then I'm glad we could help you out there. Yeah.
Any special plans for tonight?
Going out to dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Nice. Mum and Dad paying.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, nice.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah.
That's a good birthday present. Yeah.
Now, we know you studied physiotherapy, and we've got you on because, well, you've jumped back into the arts. What made you go back to art?
I actually always wanted to be an architect, and then all through school that was the plan, and then I was advised by some architects that it's a bit of a rough business, a lot of hard work, and not a guaranteed pay.
Right, hard work, I'm out.
Yeah, that's done. So I decided to look elsewhere, and then bumped into some physios at a curtain open day, and they convinced me then and there. So gave that a crack and did end up really enjoying it. But as time went on, I just really craved that creativity that I wasn't really getting from my physio. And so that started with drawing and then painting and then painting some more. And things kind of snowballed from there.
We do have some physio questions for you later.
Yes, of course.
Heard her back. However, we'll stay. We'll stay on the art for now because it clearly worked out for you. You've won 4 awards, about $50,000. How does that feel?
Pretty good. It still blows my mind thinking about it now. It's definitely unexpected, but it's super encouraging just to keep going, and it gives you a lot of freedom to have fun with it and justify working hard in it.
What is your style of art?
It's more realism and portraiture specifically. And I kind of weave through these intricate backgrounds that dive into the individuals I'm painting a bit more.
Right.
So that's, really pulling through symbolism and kind of replicating ancient, cave paintings or, Israeli architectural designs.
Right.
Just kind of pulling the two things together, which seems
Sounds
to
amazing.
Work.
Could you work with these faces?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Now, we know you've got an exhibition coming on 14th of October. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's basically an extension of what I've just talked about. It's a series of portraits. I'm teaming up with a few other portrait artists, one of them being Andrew Tischler, who's a fairly well-known landscape and portrait artist. So super exciting to be working with him. And then a few of the other artists have similar sort of paintings that depict people from different cultures and really trying to represent Australia's multicultural society and the beauty that comes with that and the acknowledgement of how much Australia's culture is a blend of everyone that lives within it.
That's amazing. Not only is it going to be such a great exhibition to get along to, but you're also donating the proceeds from 2 of the art pieces to a school in Uganda. Where did you come up with this sort of idea and which school to support?
So
Applecross Art is a frequent donator to Grace for Uganda, and it's an organisation that was started by a teacher, and he basically saw this need for less privileged, isolated communities in Uganda where a lot of the kids were going without education purely from logistical reasons. And quite often losing their parents and becoming orphans. So as a result of this, he really stepped in to try pull Western businesses to fund building houses for young couples that would then have orphans to take into their home.
Wow.
So it was an opportunity to really keep the cultural, traits and traditions going whilst giving these kids amazing opportunities. So yeah, the organisation helps with that. They help with healthcare, infrastructure, even agriculture, and the whole goal is for it to become a self-sustaining system after a while. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing organisation, and I think it really flips the whole concept of an orphanage on its head.
Wow.
For the better.
So that's Grace for Uganda.
Yes,
oh,
Grace for
amazing.
Uganda. Awesome. Yeah, very cool.
And now, for people that are hearing this, they're like, all right, I'm convinced it's a great cause. You got an art exhibition. Do I have to go there? Do I have to bid? How does it work? How can we support?
So Grace for Uganda has its own web page that you can donate directly to, and Applecross Art will have the key links to do that. On the night, we're still not 100% sure on how it's going to work, but there's going to be some sort of either bid or ticket-based system where basically we'll be able to sell off a painting with 50% of the proceeds to go to this organisation, which is awesome.
That's awesome. That's
so
brilliant.
When and where is this exhibition happening?
So it starts Thursday the 14th of October, 6:30pm to 8:30pm at Heathcote Reserve in Applecross, and it runs through Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 10 till 4. And so if you come on the Thursday, you need a RSVP through the Applecross Art Gallery website. Otherwise, you can just rock up anytime from 10 till 4 on those other days.
Brilliant.
Awesome stuff. Now, if you missed any of those details, we'll put it up online, 98five.com. But thank you so much, Cameron Richards, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98five.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.